This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You know you got a problem if you've spent $137,000 collecting merchandise from your favorite star.
Oh, boy.
This 25-year-old Pennsylvania man is a Britney Spears super fan.
Oh, boy. That's no good.
That's the photo
he took.
Yep.
Oh, he's in
his underwear.
Right? Yeah,
in
sure.
Underwear. One of his Britney Spears boxers.
He has been hoarding Britney Spears merchandise since 1999. Zachary Gordon Abraham is a recycling tech. He admits he spent over $137,000 on all sorts of Britney merchandise, including hundreds of tour programs, albums, autographs, photos, and tons more.
Don't you think what he does more than anything is when people recycle something that has Britney on it, he takes it?
What does he do for a living that he can afford that?
He's a recycling tech.
So that's not, you know.
He just works at, what is it?
So my brother did that job, I think, for a little while. Okay. And so he worked at this place where they would come in and they would like, it was a recycling center. It was people would drop off stuff like computers and all these different weird things. And then like him and the guys that work there, they'd be like, well, let's build stuff. I mean, let's build stuff and make it work. And they'd take like parts of one computer that didn't work and put it in other things. And there would be interesting things that would be brought in, and they'd be like, wow, this is like a PA system that's just got a bad cord.
I doubt people were recycling all their Britney stuff, though.
Well, what if you were like, I know, like, I get he's buying a lot of it, but there's like a lot of
stuff to pay for that. Then,
and it might be, yeah.
He sells the stuff from the recycling center and then buys Britney stuff online. There's a tour of his Britney room here. He has personally engraved Oops, I Did It Again plaque, an autographed photo he was sent during her lingerie tour in 2014.
I had a great poster of her.
At the old office, right?
Yep.
That one.
That's huge. All I had, though.
Nah, it was massive. Covered the whole wall.
Yep.
He's got a program from all of her tours.
He's got the water bottle that she might have drank out of.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
He shares his home now with his husband, who has contributed to the pop stockpile in their Britney room.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Like, I was like, is he a gay guy? I didn't know if he was or not.
I don't believe a straight man.
Well, you don't buy the dolls.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy the dolls?
You just don't. No, like the Britney dolls. Like, it's hard for me. Like, if all of a sudden you guys found out, like, I collected Barbies.
Well, to me, a Britney doll is no different than a John Cena action figure, and I got about a dozen of those.
Yeah. To me, there's a massive difference.
This is his claim to fame. I guess he screamed out, "Who is it?" and Britney answered him on stage once. It. That video went viral and racked up millions of views over the last.
It was just
years.
A nicely timed question.
Yeah,
he's not mentally well, huh? Massively, it's too much Britney stuff.
I feel weird, you guys saying such weird stuff or mean stuff about this guy because I am almost identical to this guy with John
not.
Cena.
You don't have $137,000. You don't have filled with John Cena stuff.
I'm getting there. I'm on my way.
If you had unlimited funds, stuff could get.
Yeah, and
weird.
I posted a picture on my Instagram when John Cena was in the ring standing on the turnbuckle, and it looked like he was looking right at me out in the crowd. And that's the same thing as what this guy's got posted that says, "Who is it?"
Yeah.
It's just a nicely timed question, and she went right into the lip sync of, "It's Britney, bitch."
I see so many parallels between me and this guy. Listen, I think there's not a lot different between...
Well, I don't know, then. We have to talk.
Yeah, we do.
No,
really,
listen.
Doctors involved.
Do you have a John Cena bedspread like this and John Cena pillow cover?
No, you don't have all of that. Stop, James.
If I didn't have any restraint, yes,
right.
I have a cardboard cutout down in my basement. Uh-huh. I have a championship belt, tons of Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Tons of John Cena memorabilia.
Oh, there we go. I'm getting you this John Cena.
Oh my God, that's incredible, actually.
I'm going to get you this John
Cena. I mean, that's kind of incredible.
That is kind of incredible.
Wow.
Oh, it's kind of expensive.
It's expensive.
Sweet polyester.
Off. Yeah. It's going to be itchy.
How many John Cena pillows? Kids love John Cena.
There are so many rooms that are all John Cena, and it's because mostly it's kids. But there's not a lot different to me between someone who decides to collect a bunch of autographs of Major League Baseball players and someone who decides to, like, I want a ton of wrestling stuff in my house. I know people are like, oh, it's different. It's not. It's not really different. There are grown men right now that have jerseys with other men's names on it.
Chuck, you walk into James's house for a party.
Do I not expect to see this?
His bedroom, and there's a John Cena bedspread on his bed. You wouldn't go, wait a minute. Come on, be truthful.
Can I say this? I wouldn't be shocked by it. I wouldn't. I would be like, dude, where did you find that?
He looks great as an old-timey general, I tell you. Was it the French Armada?
It looks like Napoleon, possibly. Yeah, Napoleon.
So we're defending this guy, this Britney guy.
I'm defending the Britney guy. I'm just saying, be careful with some of the mean things you might be saying about him, because it could be directed towards me as well, with my fandom towards John Cena.
You're nowhere near this guy.
No.
I mean, I get it's nowhere near, but think about it. How many photos have you seen of James just in his underwear, just like this guy?
Yeah, that's true. A lot.
Quite a
few. There's videos of me on the internet with the John Cena plushie doll when I got on the WWE TV when they were doing the Thunderdome.
Well, some other show in some other part of the land will soon be speaking of this crazy John Cena fan. And it'll be
Like you said, if you didn't have restraint, like, to me, spending $137,000 on this, it's unless you're loaded, which maybe his husband is absolutely rich beyond belief and we don't know it. Someone I think his curio case would have been a little bit nicer.
$6,200 bucks a year he spent on Britney merchandise. $6,200
Like, put towards a house or something.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, a future with some. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know if her stuff retains value like other collectibles and things either.
I wouldn't think.
No, I think it's just it's the same as James John Cena stuff. He probably has 4 or 5 things that maybe could gain some value, but the majority of it is like, you're not going to sell like a cardboard John Cena.
Well, the problem is I have to open it all and undress them and, you know, take baths and stuff and go swimming with them.
I know. Okay,
yeah,
I know.
Value goes down.
Well, that's why you buy 2 of everything. That's what I found.
We will stop it there. I saw that the Federal Trade Commission was investigating McDonald's, and I thought, what's that about? Price gouging or what the hell?
Expect to lose.
Why are your McFlurry machines never working?
Oh, finally!
That's what they're investigating. Yeah. McDonald's McFlurry machine and its tendency to break down is actually the subject of a Federal Trade Commission investigation.
Well, because they know, and we all know now, that it's not really broken down. It just takes a lot to change out the bag of goo that makes your delicious ice cream. And the workers there either just decide amongst themselves it's easier to just tell you it's down.
It's a lot of maintenance cleaning those machines, and nobody likes to deal with it.
And so they just say it's down. Like, there, I just solved it. How many millions are they going to spend on this?
This actually has all to do with the right to repair movement. President Biden ordered the agency to draft new rules to empower consumers and businesses to repair their devices on their own. By all accounts, McFlurry machines are a nightmare to repair, but the firm that makes them is being sued because it prevents restaurants from repairing them themselves. If a McFlurry machine breaks down, only a certified technician from Taylor is allowed to fix it, and that can mean it shut down for several days, if not weeks sometimes. And those wait times just increased during the pandemic. So a federal judge sided with a company that produces a tool that threatens this company's monopoly on repairs. And that's why the FTC is looking into it. They want restaurant owners to be able to fix the McFlurry machines on their own and not have to wait for this company to be the exclusive one to do it.
Yeah, any kind of monopoly on things is always generally ends
I
up
always
bad.
Thought, I mean, I was confused. I always thought it was the shake machine at McDonald's people complained about.
Too. I thought it was all kind of the same.
Same thing.
I feel like it's anything that used ice cream.
Yeah.
To me, the McFlurry machine is just the little blender thing.
So the blender thing is probably what breaks.
Right.
And then they got to call that company in. But we know that when the ice cream, when they tell you the shakes are down or...
Well, then there's no McFlurries then, either, right?
Right. But I think whenever they say the ice cream's down, it's not because of the thing is actually broken. The ice cream is not available because people don't want to change the bag of goo.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Change the bag of goo.
Because it's such a pain to... they have to completely clean it out.
I think so.
Yeah, right, at the end of the day?
If it's similar to the shake machine that I had at the gas station, like you had to like take everything apart, had to take a bunch of these components out, had to soak the components.
I was doing this at like 13 and 14 at that Greek place. Every night before we closed, I'd have to take apart the ice cream machine. It literally wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah. Like, same thing. You'd have to empty it out.
Yeah.
You'd put that stuff in the freezer. You'd pour that back in the next day.
Yeah.
And then you'd take the parts off and wash them and... put it back together, and then the next morning they turn it on and throw it back in.
No one likes to do that. Maybe the McDonald's. I think the McDonald's thing, the bag is probably a lot bigger. Something has to be going on that makes it just an absolute tragedy.
to have to do.
Well, someone said when I worked at McDonald's, cleaning the ice cream machine was like punishment from the managers.
Mm. Seems like it's a little more involved than whatever you experience.
Maybe. Yeah,
someone else said it is a bitch to clean if one part goes wrong, the whole machine shuts itself down.
They need to get a better machine.
Well, someone tricked them into,
the things of those importance to us.
Right.
The Federal Trade Commission is investigating McFlurry machines.
Finally, this is the first thing they've investigated I gave a crap about.
You get me on that Congress floor.
Did you guys see that Netflix documentary when Andy Green went in front of Congress about the ice cream machines? My God, I bawled my eyes out for 4 hours.
Heavy
one of the best things I've ever seen.
Heavy stuff. Looking at all real those heavy representatives, all those congressmen. Just wondering why in the hell these things are broken all the time.
You tell me, Andy.
You sit here and you tell me that you can't find anybody else to fix that thing. Third time I went through the drive-thru and you didn't have me play. What are you planning on doing about that? I brought my own music to this hearing to help express my emotions.
All I wanted to do was get a shake and I couldn't.
Look what you've done to him. You see what your actions did that to him.
Well, you guys sit in your high tower.
Let's give him a better way to clean that goddamn ice cream machine, will you? Please. I'm gonna let this song play for about 10 minutes. And I'll let you think about what you've done.
Just stare into the right thing.
See the tears?
My God, it's
this is your fault.
Yep, a beautiful moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
You can tell when a white trash criminal doesn't get out a lot. Maybe just watches too much crime on the couch. True crime.
Yeah.
41-year-old woman named Kimberly Maxwell from Kentucky. She was at a park along the Ohio River the other day. And she just sat down with a random family as they were having a picnic dinner.
Don't you know, you're in for some trouble.
Yeah. Right? If a random trashy broad joins your picnic.
You gotta be ready.
Kimberly appeared to be under the influence.
Sure.
She then grabbed their 5-year-old son.
Yeah.
And ran off with him.
Oh.
And threw that kid into the Ohio River.
Oh, no.
Gross. That's a bad river.
That river caught on fire.
That's a bad river, man.
She later jumped in, but not to save him, just to be crazy.
Yeah.
Fortunately, yeah. A witness sprang into action, rescued the boy. He was totally fine. The authorities located Kimberly in the water where she was staying.
So she was, like, living in the water.
Yes. Uh-huh. She yelled, "This is international waters. Oh. You can't touch me while I'm in here."
She doesn't know how that works, huh?
It's the Ohio River. The Ohio-Kentucky border is not international.
No.
And the police definitely can do something about it. So they did. They grabbed her and they pulled her out of those international waters.
Yeah.
Kimberly has been charged with kidnapping and malicious assault. She is in jail this morning. No bond has been set yet. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. And
there she is.
That poor kid, he got out of the water and was probably just like, "Is it all right if I just play video games now? How about less outdoor activities?"
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
he was dragged to a family dinner picnic.
Yeah.
And then gets tossed into the water by this crazy white trash bitch.
Yeah, he's going to hate picnics his whole life. He won't remember why. Yeah. He won't exactly remember why, but it's something like... Send shivers up his back.
Ooh, what a scary moment.
Yes.
You're picked up from your family picnic by a strange lady who just joined you and she tosses you into the river?
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that, like, it was a other person, like, it wasn't dad that saved him.
No,
in the
just
river.
Some rando.
Like, where was dad?
What do you do? Like, someone, a stranger sits down at your picnic.
Get out of here.
Come on, get. No.
I feel like you would have known.
You can't call the police. Like a stranger.
Yes, I would.
No, you can't. A stranger crashed our picnic. You can't call the police for that.
No, but don't you feel like you could have, like, you would have known she was on something, right? So, like, even if she's, like, I don't know exactly what you do, but you're like, all right, see ya. Get, you know, keep on moving.
Yeah.
Find the next picnic. And maybe that's what they did, and then she grabbed the kid. We don't know.
Oh, really. As they kick her out, she was like, fine, but I'm taking your kid with me.
Yeah.
Throw your rotten kid in the river. The international waters.
But, I mean, you are lucky, I guess, that the kid was okay. You know, like, not a lot of five-year-olds can swim.
That's not a good, in my experience anyway, driving on 75 from Ohio to Kentucky is a real, it's not really a nice transition.
No.
I wouldn't call it.
I hate that area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That red, that border. As you get into Kentucky, there's mountains and greenery, and it gets a little nicer, but that the border of Ohio-Kentucky is just kind of...
Well, look at it.
Her face sums up with the border.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it looks like. That should be the welcome sign.
Welcome to you.
And you got to remember, she's a lot cleaner than she normally would have been because she was spent all that time in the river.
Right. International waters.
Yeah. Cleansing her. The right clean up. Waters of the Ohio River.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Cleanse you, all right.
You want to see what she looks like?
Drano.
Go check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Our next story features a woman that I have generously referred to in the past as a fartin' bitch.
Okay. All right.
She's a Florida woman. Here's what happened. She's in line at a convenience store. She just lets it rip. She rips ass standing in line at a convenience store. And I feel like, much like the guy in this story, I would have said something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you dirty bitch! Right?
Right.
Like, instinct would have kicked in, and I would have, because I would not have believed what had just happened.
How old is she?
She's 40.
Oh, okay, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have control over your butt. At least some.
Some dude yelled at her for farting loudly in the checkout line of a convenience store in Broward County, and then she took a knife to him.
Oh, well, you got to be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful.
To your mouth. Prosecutors, though, have now dropped a felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge against 40-year-old Shanita Wilson. The prosecution's move to abandon the case against her came after a judge granted a defense motion to bar the victim, John Walker, from testifying at trial, which was just scheduled to begin. So the farter goes free. Despite being subpoenaed, 58-year-old Walker has refused to take part in pretrial depositions. I mean, honestly, though, what? I call a woman a farting bitch.
Yeah.
She pulls a knife on me. The cops come. They take her away.
Right.
Now, I've got to go to court about this.
But did she stab you?
No, she just threatened. Oh. She just threatened me. She didn't actually cut me.
Right.
I'm not going to court. I'm not getting involved in a big fart trial.
I also wouldn't yell at someone who you could hear their fart.
I'd make a noise. I'd be like, oh!
I mean, I would just be like, I would.
Would you move? Would you go? Would you leave the line you're in? I think I would. That's, I think, what I would have done. I would have been like, I can wait.
I think I would be like, oh my gosh, that poor person, that must be embarrassing for them.
Oh, like you'd think they didn't mean it.
Yeah, like I don't think that, like, you intentionally.
Oh, like, no, just, I think you intentionally farted and you just have no manners.
I mean, this person might be different because they had a knife and they were ready to go.
Yes.
So who knows? Maybe they were being... They didn't have, like, a problem.
Yeah.
Like, they could control it.
She got a big heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sticking around.
She's got a big fart excuse in heart.
Well, there's, like, a gassy person that it sometimes is working out at the same time as...
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about me.
In our studio.
There's a gassy person who I anonymously work with.
Yeah, I was like, my eyes got real big. No. I'm like, oh, really?
No.
Okay, so like when you work out. Okay, yeah.
And things happen and it's loud and different burps and different noises.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man, an older man. So you kind of just go but all of us kind of just look at each other. We're just like, oh my God.
Dude. Well, if you put me,
we would never say anything.
If you put me in a yoga pose and then pushed on my legs like in this, any manner,
it's Pilates poses.
Yeah, it would. It would.
But then
be
you
like
wouldn't go to that class. You wouldn't go.
I can't.
Right? None of us would. If that's my reaction to that exercise, I'm not going.
That's why I avoid. I would never do any of those. I would just feel weird. The one thing I want to go through life making sure I don't do is fart in front of one or several hot chicks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, this guy doesn't care at all about who's
around.
No,
I mean, I understand.
In
like
the studio.
At some point, you're like, forget it. But,
yeah, he's in his own.
I like your sweet fart excuse in heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just wouldn't think it would be intentional.
I would.
You would.
I assume the worst
of people's
asses.
Yeah, that's where Dave goes. He goes right
like,
to you,
did
you
this
dirty
purpose.
Because,
farting
listen,
whore.
I guess I can control it, right? So I assume if someone's letting it rip, they're doing it on purpose.
What
most
if the person,
can.
And I guess if the person farted and they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I've got something going on.
Do you
on
do
and
that though? You apologize?
If it's as loud as thunder... You need to apologize.
So if you accident, if you like
you
say
excuse
cough
me?
And farted loud at a store,
and it was
like,
so loud,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think you have to in order to like you don't just fart at people.
Well, no,
and then just like
you don't
want to
draw attention. You could, maybe it's somebody else in line.
You've already
that's when you do that. Oh.
No, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if I'd apologize, but I'd probably be like, "Ooh, excuse me."
Well, that's to me, that is apologizing.
And your face would be very red.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Ooh, I can't
that's
believe the cough fart
me.
Just happened."
When you, it takes me back to the moment when you had some accidental gas just before Lisa was about to walk into the room.
Oh, I don't know if it was accidental.
Oh, well, you had gas.
But
he released.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we're going to break that early.
That face you made then, I feel like that would be.
Yeah, I'd make that same. I made the same face when I farted in here with Jason by mistake.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, oh, well, I apologize to Jason. I was like very apologetic to Jason. That's because we work in such a small room. But if it was at the grocery store in line and I cough and accidentally let one squeak out, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, to me, it's all about the sound and the length of time. Like if it was like a...
Oh, like a long lingering one?
Yeah. Like no, it was like, whoa.
Intentionally like pushing it out and just let, you know, that was not an accidental squeak.
This woman said, I was 9 months pregnant. I was standing in line at Macy's. I sneezed and farted so loud it echoed.
Be like, just put your hand up.
You have to just let that go. Everybody just needs to excuse that.
You would definitely. A big pregnant lady, you'd let go. But she said, I hope I got a pass.
Yes, you got a pass.
Yes, you get a pass.
That's what I'm saying. You have to like... Sometimes people get a pass. You don't have to yell
at
people.
Okay, I think that you deserve a pass, but I also think that you should be like, sorry, 9 months.
No, you don't say
no,
that.
Yes, I think you should apologize.
What does that make a difference? What, so, why does that make a difference?
You say, no, I don't even think you should say 9 months. I think you just say...
Because it's so rude to fart in front of someone.
But she couldn't help it.
Just say, doesn't matter. Me. You just say excuse me.
You just say excuse me.
Yeah, you don't have to mention your pregnancy or anything.
No, but just... you ha- to me, saying sorry, excuse me is...
Is that really...
There's a million reasons why I might be gassy.
That somebody said excuse me and they've accidentally... I mean, who cares?
It's part of... manners.
This guy says, I work construction with an old guy who, no joke, farts every time he swings a hammer.
That's hilarious. Must just be common.
That sucks. That really sucks.
Hey, can you stop swinging a hammer, man? Yeah,
someone get the hammer from
get
him.
Get the hammer. Somebody give him a drill, please.
God.
It's stinking in here.
If I did that, I'd just put a hose
on. The methane alarm is going to start going off.
How many farts does one man have in him?
Hope he's not a carpenter.
I think older dudes can have a lot of farts.
Yeah, oh, my
depending
gosh,
on
so
their fiber. Yeah.
Lauren in Massachusetts said, I accidentally farted in a yoga class once.
Aww.
Never went back.
Yeah. You hear it. You do hear it in yoga sometimes, too.
Well, I get that situation. That, I think is you, excusable. Totally. I mean, unless someone's doing it over and over again,
and you don't even know who did it. Right. She's been fine going back because I don't think anyone knew.
There's one of my favorite Jackass skits.
Johnny Knoxville when they all went in
the yoga with gas, and he ends up pooping his pants at the end.
Someone said, "Oh, Lisa's going soft on us."
Listen,
well. There's a thing on. I wouldn't yell at someone because then you could be stabbed.
And I wouldn't yell at them either, but I expect
an apology.
I expect someone to say at least excuse me.
I do, yeah.
And then I would either put my hand up like, hey.
It's just so weird to say excuse me to.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Like when you're like with strangers, like in my house, I mean, you definitely like say something like
that. You farted. I know I farted.
We gotta talk about it. I don't want you to say I'm in line with someone and they did that, or well, let's just say I wouldn't expect an.
I feel like anything. Excuse me makes it weirder.
It makes it weirder.
To me, it's manners. to try and play it off like you did not just cut the cheese in a loud way is to me completely.
I mean,
rude.
I think you might be able to make eye contact and make a sorry face, but I don't think you need to verbalize anything. Like if you're like,
just so a silent sorry face,
like a silent shamey, sorry face.
I'd be insulted by that if he turned around and just gave me a sorry face. I'd be like, you just give me the sorry face. You're not even gonna say excuse me.
Yeah.
You're not even gonna address the fact that you just broke wind in front of everybody?
Yeah. Like I'm with you, James.
The old guy in the Pilates studio, it's not even a class. It's like I'm doing my session. He's doing his session in the same area. He does that. I don't want him to say anything. Just don't.
Please,
I don't want you
don't
to
want
talk to me. I don't want you to say excuse
Lisa.
Me, because then I've got to say it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's really not okay, but
the
but
person saying excuse me
it.
Is bringing you into their fart
exactly.
world.
I don't want to be in their fart world.
No. You brought me in.
I don't want
to
be in.
You brought me in when you farted.
It happens every week. I don't care. It happens every week, and I expect it, and it's whatever. It is what it is. I'm doing my thing. You do your thing.
Brought me in when you farted in front of me or at me. And I'll say this, there is a massive difference between someone who goes to yoga and farts in yoga or goes to a workout class and farts there, between that and someone who's just standing at the checkout line and farts with you right behind them. Like, whoa.
I totally agree with that because they're intentional. Like, there's no consideration for mankind at that point. That old man, he's in a position where he can't control himself. I guess that's excusable. A woman just standing waiting to pay for something at a dollar store who goes and just doesn't care, I think that's just rude.
Yes.
I feel like the person who farts in the grocery store line is a person who's like, they don't have control over it.
No.
No, it's not a malicious fart.
It's totally a malicious fart.
Look
at this woman's face and tell me she's not malicious farting.
That lady is a separate case.
She is malicious farting. That was malicious.
She doesn't give a damn about you and your day and your face, and she will
just
fart right in it.
Because you can't control it doesn't mean you get a free pass.
I agree.
It's not a free pass. Make a shaky face. The fart itself is the apology.
Wow, there's a fart line in this room we've discovered.
I feel like not addressing
it. I don't want to tell a person it's
malicious.
Okay.
You don't
it's
have
okay
to.
That you farted
no,
at me.
No, don't. I would never say it's okay. I just say.
And you don't have to. You don't have to.
Now you shoot back a dirty look, and I understand.
I would be like, wow, but, you couldn't have waited two more seconds?
Because I'll tell you, if somebody farts in front of me, and you know, if they don't say anything, but they give me the sad look, I'll be like, you're not even going to address it, say anything? But if they say, excuse me, I'm just like, I would just give them like a nod.
That's
like,
what I would do, too.
Guarantee, if you were in line with someone, and they farted, you wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't.
That is not a guarantee I could make. That is not a guarantee I could make.
No.
I'm not sure I could control myself if I knew someone.
I would go. I would leave. I would be like, if there's a girl, some bigger lady is in front of me, and I've got four.
Why does she have to be bigger?
That's what's in his mind.
This is how my brain works.
This is his hard fantasy.
I'm trying to say, like, okay, why can't you control it? Because you got to put some milk down there. Like, okay. And I'm like, I would be like, and then she would be like, sad. Like nothing.
She's
just
smoking
like,
in the store.
She's smoking in the store, putting her milk down.
She's like, got a
thing of water.
What if it was a hot girl? What if it was a hot girl and she just.
Oh, that's even worse.
Hot girls
You're
going to
really. I wouldn't yell at her.
I wouldn't yell,
would you yell?
Either way. No. I wouldn't yell either way.
No, you wouldn't. You would say nothing.
I might.
I'd walk away.
And you would be
getting out of there.
If it's a person that did it on purpose and doesn't care, what's interacting with them going to do?
No, nothing.
Shame them. Shame them.
They don't have any shame if they farted at you on purpose.
I don't know.
And how does it really hurt me or affect me in any way?
Yeah,
I mean. It's gross. Yes.
Oh, you're getting your
Unless
fecal flakes on me.
It was a mistake, and then you go, okay, you're human. It happened. It's embarrassing,
manners.
Probably for you. Mm. But if it's that person,
I feel
that
like
you're
manners
showing,
are if you're at the dinner
nuts.
Table and one rips, and then you're like,
you better not rip one at the dinner table. Yeah.
Well,
go excuse
if
yourself.
That's the time where you address it.
Yeah, dude, it's like grandpa or something. Jason has a question here. Let's get to him if we can. Jason.
All right. So if you're at dinner
and
she farts.
Mm-hmm. She who?
The girl you're with. Let's say mm-hmm. you're like okay. eating dinner with a girl. Mm-hmm.
Your lady.
As I did in the past, would you claim it for her?
No.
To cover up?
No. You're on your own.
It's chivalry at its finest.
In a previous relationship, a girl you were with farted and you claimed it was you.
It was a huge, like...
She let one rip.
Wood, like...
Yeah, like right against
and other people heard.
The other people in the booth, like, looked and I was like,
oh, you were with other people.
Oh, God. And she swooned.
Oh, she
I do
was,
think that's kind
of
chivalrous.
So nice, Jason.
That is chivalry.
You
that
are
is
such
chivalry.
A good guy.
Taking
that's
a fart
so
nice.
Okay, and again, you apologize so that you covered all bases here.
Yeah, but I might look like a psycho, like, sorry about that. Mm. But
well,
it was better than,
you were,
you know, her face was all red, really embarrassed.
Yeah,
oh,
horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're on her own, lady.
Poor gassy ex of yours. But you did the right thing.
But you're at a dinner table, so, yeah.
Yeah, just curious how you'd handle it.
That was nice.
Yeah, I think that's the right way as a man
would
do
it. It wouldn't even come
Chuck
into my
would
head.
Say, it was her. It was her.
Like, I would be like, Jesus Christ. Apologize to everyone. Apologize to everyone. My God, I brought you here. I'm sorry that I brought this filthy pig here today.
Oh, my God.
I did not realize she was going to
that explains
fart
everything right
at the booth today.
That's way too much of an apology for the Applebee's you're at, Chuck.
My God, woman. I felt it. I could feel it. I could feel it in the seat. You shook the seat.
This woman said, I'm a massage therapist. Oh, actually, maybe it's a guy. And sometimes you accidentally fart. When that happens, I will give my client free aromatherapy and try and make noises like my fart wasn't actually a fart. Just like a squeak.
Oh, like you push on the rubber.
The massage therapist farts?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's, in my opinion...
Yes, Andy.
You should clear your ass chambers before doing that. Like, I don't want to.
You can't always.
I thought it was somebody getting the massage maybe accidentally.
And even then, I feel like it's appropriate to make sure that you're fart-free.
Yeah, you gotta,
man, I'm telling you. I mean, I think what you need to, you had all day at the grocery store to walk up and down those aisles and blast all of your gas that you could ever imagine out of your butt in the normal way that everyone does in the grocery store, which is to crop dust the entire aisleway. If you don't apologize, I'm definitely going to give you like a look. I'm leaving the line, which to me says everything. It's like, well, I'm not going to sit in your filth. Yeah, I feel like that's your retaliation. I don't.
I would leave the line.
Communication's necessary.
This guy's at in a movie theater. An older couple sitting a few rows in front of us. Toward the end of the movie, the old man just started farting repeatedly. His wife embarrassed, looking around to see if anyone was noticing.
Yeah, they all noticed.
We ended up having to leave, and I still don't know how No Country for Old Men ends.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre ending.
Yeah, but
it is a crazy ending. You got to see that.
That's the end. That's
the end of it. Is like the best. Mm-hmm.
But they had to escape that old man's farts. It was so bad.
I mean, I don't want to bask in anybody's farts, and I don't want it to happen. But no. I just also don't want to have to be like
get into the awkward conversation about it.
So back to the story that started this whole fart debate. This incident happened at a Dollar General store in Dania Beach, Florida.
That's even worse, now that I know that.
This 40-year-old woman farted. She was standing in front of the guy. He yelled at her for doing it. She pulled a knife out of her purse and said she was going to gut him.
Oh, my gosh.
The cops were called. God. They arrested her at the Dollar General. But the man refuses to be a part of the trial, so now the farter has been set free.
It's a Dollar General, too. Anything can happen in there.
Yeah, that's the thing,
expect?
Too.
You got to expect people to fart on you at a Dollar General.
I mean, you shouldn't.
You should be a fart every time I go into a Dollar General from somebody.
Yeah, but I'll say this, you know.
I'd let you.
Like, if Barry Sanders in front of me and right there, and Barry Sanders farts
she
on me.
She does look like Barry
I'm not
Sanders.
Saying anything.
You should be able to eye that her up and all.
But I'd still would be like I'd give you a
sure,
and I would walk away. Like I'm not gonna sit the people that will sit in someone else's fart gas. I don't understand.
I won't
like
do that.
No. Well, no,
I don't think it's okay.
No. I understand that
gonna,
life happens.
Not but, gonna stand there.
Not gonna
you don't have to be like if it stinks or whatever.
In the woman's work bathroom the other day, a girl came in, this person said, and started ripping ass.
But that's a bathroom. You don't have
but
to
she
apologize.
Said,
sorry for the farts, ladies.
Okay, well, that's even nicer. That's nicer than you had to be.
It's to be expected in a bathroom.
Right.
A
if
bathroom.
You're in a place where it's to be expected, I think that that's fine. It's just fine. You don't have to apologize in the yoga studio. Everyone who goes to yoga knows there's a really good chance someone could fart in class today. And that's just the way it is, you know, and that's okay.
I'm real sensitive to it. I have real overt fart shame. And I think it's just because I look naturally like I'm always farting. And it's something I've dealt with my whole life.
Do you have a fear possibly of, say, like if there was a dainty woman in front of you who farted very loud, everyone would just
everybody
turn and look
me.
At you?
Everybody thinks it's me.
Yeah.
And my whole life like that. That's my whole life.
Yep. I can see your fear. Yeah, I mean, imagine the woman, imagine the gall of the woman to turn and give you a dirty look.
She would too, probably.
Oh, that's
but
terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing chivalrous about that.
I always look like who farted.
You got a who farted
no
face?
No good.
That is not good at all. But anyway, yeah, so farter goes free.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe that's why I get so upset about it too.
Oh, because you'd be the one be blamed?
Right, because if you're going to like not own up to it, just because you're like some little pretty girl... You don't think you're going to skate through life?
Her ass doesn't get a free pass.
That's
no.
That must be
nobody's it. Ass gets
what
a free
is.
Pass.
That
I fight it. I fight it every ounce, every day. You guys don't know the war that you're in right now. You don't know the men that have died on the battlefield of this ass.
He deals with fartsism on a daily basis.
Oh, my God. I could stink this whole room out. Not apologize for it.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. Our big fart debate of the year.
Yeah.
We'll come to an end. Well, while we're in your ass, let's speak to it for a second. Apparently, a breathing tube through the butt could be a great alternative to mechanical ventilators. To survive in extreme low oxygen conditions deep in the ocean, fish and other creatures have developed remarkable things. For example, a lot of them can breathe through their asses. But they may not be the only butt breathers out there. A new study suggests that mammals, humans included, may be able to breathe through their rear ends as well. Mice, rats, and pigs could join us. Could this be a great way to get us oxygen if we can't get on a ventilator? That's something they're looking into right now. I mean, they say humans and plenty of other mammals can absorb medications rectally. Because there's a lot of blood vessels there, allowing medicine easy entry. oxygen doesn't have nearly as easy a path towards entry into the bloodstream through the rectum because of the mucous membranes we have down there. But when all is said and done, our asses are equipped with all the structures necessary for respiration and gas exchange.
Well, didn't we talk about this when they were talking about like a life-saving...
They were studying it. We talked about it.
Yeah, it was like a life-saving measure to stick something up your butt.
The future is going to suck even worse than this.
Yeah, well...
This is not going to be cool masks like Star Wars. Everybody's going to have butt plugs with tubes coming out of them.
Yeah, that I can instantly hook oxygen up to.
Imagine going to visit someone in the hospital and they're on an ass ventilator.
It's crazy. Well,
whatever's keeping...
How do you...
Well, I think you're just trying to live at that point. And I think that the poop would probably go along the side of it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Things I got to work out.
Yeah, there's something about that, that if you were, say you were drowning or then they pulled you out and they couldn't get, you're obstructed or whatever, they would shove some air up your butt and that would help your blood to carry some, at least some oxygen, which is, it's just weird, but science is weird.
Hey, listen, we need to figure stuff out. There's not enough ventilators going around, especially right now, so we can breathe through our asses. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to keep people alive.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Do you consider this as big of a red flag as this woman does? A woman revealed in her TikTok that she's not going out with a guy again after what he did to her. He dropped her off at home, but then didn't wait to make sure she got in safely.
Well, I mean...
And she calls that a huge red flag, which has guaranteed that he'll never get another date with her. This is the video she posted here. She walks.
No one does this. She also, I would also not. If anyone talks to themselves like that at their doorway, I also.
She said, and he didn't wait till he got in the house. Red flag.
Yeah, it is. Like, I don't know. Ghosting. It is kind of a. I don't know. I feel like you should.
Yeah. People are commenting. Said even my Uber driver waits for me to get into my house.
Yeah.
You absolutely are correct.
That guy couldn't wait to leave. Mm.
She said, "Red flag number one was he didn't open any doors for me. Red flag number two was him not even waiting till I got into my house." So she said, "There will not be another date."
Something tells me he didn't think she was the best either.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
And he was like, it. "Screw this bitch." Yeah. She's like, out of my car.
Yeah.
Peel out of there.
If you peel, well, if you peel
talking
off
to herself at the door, she's probably nonstop talking.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm like, oh my god, I couldn't have hit that pedal fast enough. I mean, just think about it. If you're like, so, like, look at her. Go back and like, look at her. Right. So she's.
But he still should have waited, I guess, to make sure she was safe.
She's cute. She's got like jeans on that are cute. Like that's. I'd be definitely waiting and watching her butt. To just peel out of there means you are sick of her.
Mm. Yeah.
I hate to tell her, but...
Yeah, she probably is not even thinking down
I get
that
it.
Line.
Any guy who wants to... I don't know if it's impress or whatever. It's just what you should do.
I always try to do the old school gentlemanly things.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You always do that. And especially just for a woman's safety, you make sure that she's...
Yeah, it makes sure someone's safe.
All right, well, that to me is a way better date than this next one. A woman shared her bewilderment online after a Tinder date came to her house with his mother's ashes in a vial.
Hmm.
They matched on Tinder and eventually decided to meet up. They decided they would have a barbecue at her place. And when he arrived... She noticed things were a little out of the ordinary. He arrived late, first of all, because he said he was circling the block deciding whether or not to go on the date.
Okay.
Soon after, he began talking about his dysfunctional family and even brought his own food to cook but didn't share anything with her.
All right, he's insane, so...
Then she said it took a stranger turn when he took out a vial. She said when we sit down, he reaches into his pocket, pulls out a vial. It's about 2 inches tall with a cork in it. It's filled with black powder. He noticed me staring at it. And he said, oh, I'd like to introduce you to my mother.
Jesus. Get out.
Yeah.
He then showed me he was also wearing her ashes in a necklace, a ring, and had a half-sleeve tattoo dedicated to her. He says she must come everywhere with him.
It's a man with a lot of issues.
That's one thing, probably to have a necklace or something, but all that's weird.
When they had finished eating and he left the house, he sent her a text message saying, had a good time, and my mother really liked you. Okay. Can't wait to see you again.
Yep, nope.
She said she is 100% not having a second date with him.
No. I mean, he simulated talking to his dead mother.
I guess he did.
So
that's way worse than a guy just leaving.
Oh, my God. Yeah, way worse. Way worse.
Someone bringing their dead mom's ashes to your first date?
Like Andy said, I could understand you had something made. It's like a necklace. It carries a little, you made her into a diamond or something like that. And
he's decked out in like a NASCAR suit with his mom.
Yeah.
And then he pulls her out of his pocket. But he's also got like a couple.
It's like he's sponsored by his mom.
Yeah. He's got a couple pop cans with her in it. He's
sponsored by his mom.
Wearing a racing suit with his mom's picture up one sleeve.
Yeah, weird guy.
Crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Come on now. You are absolutely guaranteed not to get a second date after that. Good luck to that dude, because life's going to be tough for him.
Well, it already is.
Yeah,
it already is.
Why did a 13-year-old American Airlines passenger have to be duct taped to his seat? This is the thing now, apparently. Everyone's losing their minds so much in the skies, we've got to duct tape them to the seats until we land.
No.
Now, though, it's happened with a 13-year-old. This was on a flight from Maui to Los Angeles, an American Airlines flight. What happened? Here's the story from CBS Los Angeles.
To help him subdue a 13-year-old child, flight crew member uses a roll of duct tape as passengers try to help him subdue a 13-year-old child having a meltdown on an airplane. That screaming, according to the passenger who recorded the encounter and spoke with us over the phone to conceal his identity, lasted for around an hour into the flight.
That's when things kind of escalated beyond screaming to the punching and kicking. And then I heard the child's mother say, I need somebody help me. I need help here.
It happened on an American Airlines flight from Maui to LAX. Ultimately, the flight had to be diverted to Honolulu. But the airline says this was not just another case of air rage or an unruly passenger incident.
It was enough to make me concerned for my family. And I feel bad for the airlines, actually, because they have to be really delicate.
That passenger said they had to be very delicate with this boy because his behavior may have been caused by a developmental disability. He says they restrained him as a last resort, and he thought it was necessary to keep everyone, including the boy's family, safe.
I mean, that's a delicate situation. I think they did a really, really good job of handling it the best that they could, and the passengers really helped it.
He says those passengers showed compassion for the family as parents themselves. You can see one of the men who stepped in to help was wearing a shirt that read Dad Vibes.
I'm not sure that had anything to do with this.
American Airlines says safety is their top priority. And although that duct tape was seen in the video, they opted to place the boy in plastic wrist restraints.
The child in like plastic handcuffs on the way out through the aisles. I feel bad for his mom.
Well, that was Nicole.
I mean, that just sucks about the developmental stuff.
That's just sucks, you know.
American Airlines, though, it's always them.
It hasn't been easy for them.
No.
Lately.
It hasn't. I think the last duct tape, though, was Southwest.
Oh, was it?
I thought they were retraining flight staff to, like, not just go ahead and duct tape people.
I thought so, too, but I'm not sure if that's American Airlines or if that was Southwest.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Given that's where they had that incident.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's a tough situation. You can't let, if other people are in danger, he was kicking windows and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So oh, now, I didn't know.
Yeah, so like you have to stop him. You have to restrain him somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Just to protect everyone else safe on the plane.
Flight safe, I guess.
They're going to have to create a job, if this, since they don't have enough air marshals, to where they have like security on flights.
I mean, I guess, or they're going to have to...
Like their own security force.
Or train the flight attendants.
For these,
they're the ones that are always there, right? I guess they have been trained already, but they're reviewing some of their training procedures now and how to deal with this because they're happening so often. It's not just a rare thing.
Yeah.
It's happening all the time now.
Just crazy to me that like a flight attendant is like essentially like a waitress or a waiter, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the weirdest combination. They're like, okay, you can bring people coffee. You can do these things. How are you? How's your fighting skills?
Yeah. That's
what it is. Do you have any training in any sort of martial arts?
The MMA stuff in your background?
Yeah, you got to be like a UFC fighter and like the waiter of the
century.
You have
to have a weird set of skills now to have that as a job. Because one, you have to serve people.
But there's not enough people that have that.
No, there isn't. I mean, they always have had to be prepared for an emergency.
You have to get people off the plane if there's an emergency.
They have to be able to stay calm and guide people to do what they should do if something happens on the flight. Right. That's always been in place. But
they're not expected to like
deal with
rear naked choke challenge guy.
No one is.
You know?
I'm expecting that.
I mean, that's just, I guess before the flight, maybe you need to know, like, okay, what does my son do every once in a while? Like, does he have, is this the first time this kid has ever reacted in such a way? I mean, because that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who melt down, and then when they melt down, they...
lash out.
They lash out. And that'll be for anybody. I'm not just saying for this kid, but like the Karens that get on these planes and like forget to take their meds. And
I feel like flight attendant school is going to turn into like, you know, that Keanu Reeves video where he's training for John Wick. That's like you're going to look at what like American Airlines like flight attendant school is like. Like going through obstacles, duct taping somebody. Like,
they'll all be crazy. Timed. Yeah, no, it's not.
What's your education? It's psychology.
It used to be such a glamorous thing, right? You travel the world.
Yeah, right when it first started.
Get to do amazing things, and now you are slinging peanuts and duct taping people to see.
Yeah. I don't think they pay them enough for the stuff they got to do. Like, I think that's like one of the lowest paid positions in America.
Yeah, like one of these incidents, and I'm probably not coming back to work.
Like if you have to deal with it?
Yeah, like if I'm, say I'm, you know, I've been doing that job for a few years and then something terrible like this happens. I'm like, oh man, what am I doing? I go work at Arby's.
We're going to have just, you know, like places on the plane reserved, like little plane jail cells or something.
It's like the flight attendants are all going to look like Kurt Russell from Escape from LA eventually, right?
Yeah, like one eye.
An eye patch and...
Yeah, they'll have PTSD from the experiences lately, especially the past year.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.